You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
With us, Ralph Epperson. Ralph, are you there? Guess not. Well, under any circumstances, we were going to talk about the influence of Masonry in America. I did a fascinating program on one of the other networks. I guess it was just yesterday, talking with a man who had been a 33rd degree Mason and then taken on into the upper echelons of Masonry, where the satanic practices are prevalent. Levels of Masonry that the average Mason doesn't even know exist. How do we know they exist? Well, of course, we've talked to several people who say they've been there, but if you read the writings of Manly P. Hall, his lectures on ancient philosophy, among many of the books, he wrote many books. You can actually learn a lot about Manly P. Hall. If you get the DVD we carry called Riddles in Stone, because of course they take you there to the Philosophical Research Society in Southern California that Manly P. Hall established, and talk to the man who runs this this educational facility where they actually train people in the occult, and certainly he's very, very open about what their beliefs are, the fact that they're working for world democracy. You'll actually see the legacy that Manly P. Hall left behind, but if you read his book, Lectures on Ancient Philosophy, here's a man who, when he died in the early 1990s, was referred to by the Scottish Rite magazine as probably America's or the world's greatest Masonic philosopher. And he really was. But what he said was that Masonry is a fraternity within a fraternity, an outer fraternity made up of men who enjoy the camaraderie and participate in charitable work and do good things, but an inner fraternity where the people study the Arcanum, and you'll have to look those words up in the dictionary, but they mean the secret and the secret of secrets. And what is the secret? Why, the secret is that there is another God, that the Gnostic religion was true, that there is certainly the true God that they worship, and then there's the false God that the Christians and the Jews and the others worship. But they worship Lucifer, because there is a power there that you can access that will give you the ability to do supernatural things, to obtain great wealth and great power, and of course, tapping into that will alter your life, but we warn you, do not try to do it, because you'll pay throughout all eternity. Well, do we have Ralph there?
Yes, I'm here, Dr. Stan, if you can hear me.
I can. Good to have you with us this morning. Ralph has been at this game for an awful long time. He's done some of the greatest work on Masonry and researching researching the background of this organization, which one time had such a terrible influence on America. It was during that period between 1941 and 1971 when the Masons controlled our United States Supreme Court, and they took God and prayer out of our schools. Why? Because the goal has always been to destroy Christianity, to destroy the religious foundation of this nation, because they worship the great architect of the universe. They do not worship the God of the Bible. They worship a different God. When you understand that, you can understand why they would want to take God in prayer out of our society. But you can check this out. You can go up on the internet, get a list of the Supreme Court justices, and then do Masonic lists, and there are lists of who the Masons were who were on the Supreme Court. You'll find between 1971 and 1941, they controlled the Supreme Court by majorities of 5-4 to 8-1. 8 of the Supreme Court justices were Masons at one time, and they altered America because they have a different agenda. And the fact that none of our religious leaders will tell you that, and none of our political leaders will tell you that, simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, Ralph, you've been at this for a long time, and we did a program yesterday with Bill Snellen. Somebody called in and said, but isn't basically Masonry losing a lot of its power? Aren't a lot of the Masonic lodges made up primarily of older men? And is that really true?
Well, it could very well be true, Dr. Stan, but I would say this. It doesn't really matter how many millions of Masons they might lose. The power inside the circle, the one that they call the adepts, the princes, the sages, that group still controls the Masonic Lodge and sets up the revolutions and wars that they want have. So it doesn't really matter. It is apparently true that they are losing members, but that still doesn't mean their power is waning. In fact, it's probably even more powerful than it ever has been.
Well, how do we see it manifest today? Certainly, we find America going from war to war to war. And, you know, the average American doesn't want to go to war. The average person, you know, in other countries doesn't want to go to war. The people in Iraq didn't want to go to war. Certainly, the people in Iran don't want to go to war today. The vast majority of the American people don't want to go to war. But then they didn't want to go to war in the First World War. They didn't want to go to war in the Second World War. And they were always manipulated into a war, whether it be Vietnam or Korea or the First Gulf War or where we are today. What part of the Masons played in forcing us into these wars?
Well, it's very difficult. Let's go back, start at the beginning, Dr. Stan. The word conspiracy is defined as two or more people operating in secret with an evil purpose, which means they're not going to admit to us. Oh, by the way, we're going to create a crisis so that you will want to go to war, but that's what they do. But they're not going to tell us that. They can't, because it's a conspiracy. And if they did that, the American people would not let them do this. There was a fellow, a doctor, that started the Truth in 9/11 or something, some organization that's nationwide that wants to expose the evidence that the United States government planned the attack on the 9/11, the World Trade Center. And after he got through speaking here in Tucson with 2 hours of documentation, slides, etc., I offered a thought. I said, Doctor, I knew you were right before you even started talking, because our government has always planned catastrophes to get us into a war.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment with Rob Everett.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Dan Johnson of Brightside Natural Health brings you the McCool Blast. Mark and Janine McCool will bring the message of Tunguska Blast and the dream of owning your own business to thousands of IBO's new recruits and new customers from all walks of life. Monday, October the 8th at 7 p.m. at D'Agostino's Restaurant, 141 5th Street in Frederick, Colorado. This is a ticketed event. IBO's $10 and guests admitted free. Please contact Ann Johnson for pre-registration and tickets at 303-833-2784 or herbalann@yahoo.com. Attendance prizes will be awarded.
Well, here is a question. What part have nations played in plunging America into war after war after war? Has anybody ever stopped and analyzed that? So you pick up the story there, Ralph.
Well, yes, Dr. Stan, I have analyzed that, and I covered this most of this in my book, The Unseen Hand, that I wrote in 1985. Okay, we got into World War One because our government conspired with Winston Churchill to sink the Lusitania, which was then a German ship of war. When the Lusitania was built, it was built half with money from the English government and half from the money from Cunard Lines, and with the provision that should they ever have a war, it could be turned over to the government as to be used as a troop ship. So when it was in the New York Harbor, it was well known that it was an English ship of war. The German government actually printed bought an advertisement in the New York Times to warn the people who were going to board it that it was indeed exactly that. But the Woodrow Wilson reassured them that it was nothing more than the love boat, and so they could board it, and they did. And when it was sunk, the cry was, "Well, we need to go to war with Germany." World War II was provoked by Pearl Harbor. Our government knew well in advance that Pearl Harbor was coming. In fact, on my website, if you want to see the Hilo, Hawaii newspaper for the Sunday before the attack, December 7th was the attack at Pearl Harbor. November 30th was the Sunday before that. It was the Sunday newspaper in Hilo, Hawaii. That newspaper has been reprinted. You can see it with your own eyes. And the headline reads, "Japan may attack this weekend." Well, what weekend were they referring to? Not the 30th and 31st or whatever it was. It was referring to the 6th and 7th of December. Now, how did the newspaper know and Roosevelt not know? I would dare say that Roosevelt's intelligence was certainly far superior to that of the newspaper, but the newspaper knew they were going to attack, but no one did anything. And even today, we still believe that Pearl Harbor was a malicious attack, unprovoked attack, unknown attack by the Japanese government at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. And number three, the Gulf of Tonkin event that got us into the Korean Vietnamese War was a complete fabrication. It never happened. It never happened. Yet Lyndon Johnson said that it did, and that was the reason, because our ships had been attacked by North Vietnamese gunboats. We had to go to war, and all the advisors in Vietnam laid down their clipboards and grabbed their rifles, and we went to war. And that was short. It's three out of three.
But what does this have to do with masonry?
Everything, because the Masons run this country even today. They're not the direct control. There's a lot of groups that control it. But I believe the Masons are above the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Council on Foreign Relations is the most visible organization in America that does run this country. Dan Smoot wrote a book back in 1940 or 50-something. I don't remember what it was.
That was back in 1960, really.
60. He wrote a book called The Invisible Government. Now, wait a minute. The invisible government? No, we the people are the government. No, no. We need to know that there is a conspiracy running this nation.
Well, you know, I think that the one thing everybody talks about, the CFR now, of course, 10 years ago, why, you would never see it mentioned in print. But now, of course, they've come forward and they admit they're there. It's the most normal thing in the world. But you go back 10, 15 years, you will never see, in any of the major publications, any mention of the CFR, which has been around in the United States since 1921. But what everybody misses who talks about the CFR, it is simply a front. It was established back in 1921 as a front for a group known as the Round Table. That comes from page 952 of Professor Quigley's wonderful book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. And for those of you who do not know, Professor Quigley was Bill Clinton's mentor, Bill Clinton talked about him in a speech he gave, I believe, on the 14th of July, 1992, when Bill Clinton accepted the Democrat nomination for the presidency. We'd be glad to document that if any of our listeners question it. And on page 952, Professor Quigley talks about the CFR being established as a front for a group known as the Roundtable. But if you read all of his book, you'll find out that the Roundtable was the front for a secret society created by Cecil Rhodes. But what Professor Quigley doesn't tell you is that Rhodes himself and all the people who surrounded him, or most of the people, were into Masonry or into the occult. And that's that is the thing that is totally missed, is that the thing that energizes the Council on Foreign Relations today is the satanic plan for a one-world government, a one-world religion, and a one-world leader. And so if you trace the CFR back to its origin, it is simply a front for this satanic movement. That is what nobody wants to talk about.
Well, nobody except...
And of course, Rhodes himself was a Mason, as was Milner, his right-hand man.
Yes, and nobody but you and I want to talk about it, Dr.
Right.
Sand. I'm telling you, we are facing the most perilous times of our entire history as a nation, and yet the American people don't want to know about it. Why?
I think there's a spiritual blindness out there, Ralph. I really do. I think that there are spiritual forces at work that are neutralizing people, and since they control the media, and they have their shills, we're talking on talk radio pretending to be conservatives, and well, they're really not. Of course, they're working for exactly the people who want to destroy America. The reason that most people don't know is because they spend too much time watching television or listening to talk radio, and the CFR shills were there pretending to be conservatives or Christians, and are really not.
Yeah. We might mention that when Clinton talked about the two people that got him into politics, one was John Kennedy, President John Kennedy, who we know that Bill Clinton met in 1963. There's been a picture released of Bill Clinton shaking the hand of John Kennedy in the Rose Garden. And then the second name was Dr. Carl Quigley. And after that book came out, 1966, it was apparently intended to get into the hands of the liberal establishment, so that they could, others who should be part of this conspiracy would learn that there was something of that size and that magnitude, and that they could join it. But when Cleon Skousen got the book and wrote a review of it in his book called The Naked Capitalist, after that book came out, Macmillan found out about it, the publishers of the Quigley book, and pulled it off the market. And Dr. Quigley couldn't understand that. He said, "My book is selling. Why are you taking off?" He didn't understand. He later went on to write a book called
Anglo-American Establishment.
Yeah, right. And in there are hints that he started to figure it out that this wasn't such a great benevolent organization. But unfortunately, we'll never know, because the book is not completely clear, at least the way that I read it. It wasn't completely clear on that point. And Dr. Quigley, I think, died soon thereafter. But we can read what he read. We can read the very book that Bill Clinton read, called Tragedy and Hope, in which he talks about this conspiracy. It's real. He names names. And by the way, the point is, why does this conspiracy want to name names? Like the Council on Foreign Relations, we know about that. We know about the Trial Commission. We know about the Bilderbergers. We know about the Masons. And the answer is, from a man who is a retired Army colonel who is a supporter of this conspiracy. And when I asked him that question, he said, "Because we let you know what we want you to know."
Well, who was, are you in a position to tell us who the colonel was?
Well,
you don't have to.
I believe the man is no longer alive, but I'm not convinced I want to release his name yet, because he told me, he asked me if I wanted to go to Langley, Virginia. And I said, "That's where the CIA is." And they said, "Why do you want me to go to the CIA headquarters?" He said, "Because we want you to know, we want to find out what you know." And I said, "Listen, I'm an open book. I've got nothing to hide." So this man had the power to take me to Langley, Virginia. I'm not too sure I want to release his name yet. But this man, he was a retired Army colonel that I met on business. He was not, as far as I can tell, he was not sent to Tucson. He lived in Phoenix to find out what Ralph Epperson knew, because in 1980 when I met him, I knew probably 20% of what I know today. But nothing has happened since then. I've not been invited to go to Langley, Virginia, so by anybody.
Well, do you think that that he was certainly part of this conspiracy? I mean, there are people within our military, within our intelligence agencies, who know this and hated it, and they'd like to get the information out, but they're not really capable of doing it.
No, he did not hate it. He was a strong supporter. He believed in it.
There are people on both sides of the military. Fortunately, there are a few good people there who know what's going on, who still love America, and I just hope that they are planning on doing something before the dictatorship is total here.
Yes. There was an admiral, Chester Ward, that wrote a book about the Council on Foreign Relations. General Westmoreland was in the CFR, and from what I understand from the guy that called him, he called him on a talk show and said, "You're a member of the Council on Foreign Relations." He said, "That's true. It's just an organization we meet and discuss the issues of the day." And the fellow on the talk show who called in said, "General Westmoreland, you might want to consider reading the evidence that it's not that. It's more than that." And according to this fellow, the next time he saw a list of the Council on Foreign Relations, General Westmoreland's name had been removed. And you might remember that he was involved with some sort of scandal about the dead count or the head count or whoever it was in Vietnam, and so he had been discredited. And that might be why, after he decided to leave the CFR, that they had to discredit him so that he had no more power or influence on the American thinking.
Well, that book that Admiral Chester Ward had written, Chester Ward was a retired naval admiral, it was called Kissinger on the Couch, and he had written that in conjunction with Phyllis Lafley, and I quote that in my book,
yes.
Brotherhood of Darkness.
There are people who do come out, to expose the truth, but generally they're very rare and very few. And also, if they are, they're quickly discredited, and so that we don't want to pay attention to what they're saying.
Either that or totally ignored.
Yes.
Their favorite technique is, I mean, you get out and shout fire, fire, and fire. Nobody ever hears what you say.
Yes.
The people who've come forward to tell the truth are simply given the conspiracy of silence.
Well, Dr. Quigley did not... I don't believe he made much of a point about the Masonic involvement in this.
Well, he didn't. He never recognized the spiritual component of what was going on, because he himself was an atheist.
Yes.
And he was an intellectual. And he actually... did more to reveal what was going on, but he missed the whole foundation of what it was, because, not believing in the supernatural, not believing in the Bible, not believing that there really is this other dimension, this satanic dimension, he missed the greatest story ever told.
By the way, Dr. Stan, I want to mention my book called Masonry, Conspiracy Against Christianity.
You go right ahead.
Because in that book... I actually read the rituals written by Albert Pike, the number one Mason of all time. They were rewritten, I think, in 1855 or so, for all 33 degrees. I am not a Mason, never been a Mason, never been asked to be a Mason. I bought those from a Masonic source up in Montana. He was selling them, so I didn't steal them. I didn't have someone steal them. I bought them, read them, and I was able to document in their own rituals that at the 30th degree, on their way to the 32nd degree, every Mason takes a sword in his hand and vows to destroy Christianity. He vows to destroy Christianity. That is documentable. It's provable. That is their, quote, true purpose, unquote. That was written about by Albert Pike in another book, I think it was called Agenda, in which he says, that at the 30th degree, you learn the true purpose of Masonry. Now, I know there are Masons listening. Perhaps, and if so, I would urge you to read this book. But you will read what you have been, what you were taught in the 30th degree and what it really means.
But now, they really don't understand, don't they? Aren't they really avenging the death of Jacques de Molay?
Well, that's what they want you to understand. But you've got to understand, Dr. Stan, they can't say it directly. I was just going to say that. They cannot say it directly. In fact, Albert Pike tells you over and over again, if you reflect my brother, you will no doubt suspect that some secret teaching was contained in these words.
Okay, hold on. We'll be back in just a moment.
Listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Dr. Stan, or you can get it from me and go to my website, which is Ralph-Epperson with two P's, E-P-P-E-R-S-O-N, Ralph-Epperson.com, and you can browse my catalog with all the materials I've produced. But I want to make this point clear, Dr. Stan. They cannot say it directly that they worship Lucifer. They cannot say it directly that Lucifer is the great architect of the universe. They cannot say it directly that the true purpose of Masonry is the destruction of Christianity. Because once the Mason found, the average Mason found that out, he'd quit.
Sure.
And they don't want you to quit. They've got to have the outside circle, the M&M covering over the chocolate inside. And the chocolate inside is out to destroy our civilization, and the outside covering is not supposed to know that.
And they really don't. Most Masons are good people.
attorney there.
They do not know, though, once they have sworn these oaths, that, of course, their very eternal soul is lost, unless they've announced what they've done. And, of course, every Mason, you know, goes to Masonic funerals, and they talk about how they're going to stand before the great white throne of judgment, you know, on Judgment Day. And there's not one in a thousand Masons who knows that, according to the Bible, that's the judgment of the damned. Nobody who is going to heaven stands before the great white throne of judgment. And the Mason is never told these things, or the fact that there is an interfraternity, and yet the greatest Mason of all time, Manly P. Hall, writes about that openly. The Masonry is a fraternity within a fraternity. And the, as you say, the lining of the M&M is simply there for window dressing to conceal the dark inner core of the M&M.
And that is so abundantly clear. If you study it, you've got to read, study, and reflect, as Albert Pike put it. And once you do, you will learn the true purpose. Those are his words. The man who was the number one Mason for 32 years, 1859 to 1891, he actually died in office and is buried in the 33rd degree temple.
How old was he when he died, you know?
I'm not sure I do know, Doc Stan.
Okay.
He died in office and is buried at the 33rd degree temple. And the average Mason tells you, and I've had this happen to me, oh, Albert Pike doesn't speak for the Masonic Lodge. The number one Mason of all time has a statue in Washington, D.C. It says he was the leader of the worldwide Masonic movement, but he doesn't speak for the Masons. Now, you explain that.
Well, of course, the thing is that now, of course, Masons are given a book called A Bridge to Light. And if you read the book, A Bridge to Light, frequent references to Albert Pike and the realization that it is upon his concepts that modern-day Masonry is founded. So they can say all that they want to about it. He doesn't speak for Masonry, and yet, of course, everything they believe is founded on his beliefs. But what most people, most Masons, do not understand is that this is simply a modern-day form of Gnosticism.
Yes.
And most people don't know what the Gnostics were, but you can read about it. You can read it in the Encyclopedia Americana. And it was basically the worship of the other god. And once you understand that, then you can begin to read, you know, Albert Pike and begin to make sense out of what he's saying, because you read the book the first time and you scratch your head and you say, what in heaven's name is he talking about? It just doesn't make sense. And once you understand that there is another god and that god is Lucifer, then it all makes sense. And suddenly the whole book is opened up to you. When you finally figured out what it was about, Ralph, did it change the whole way you looked at Albert Pike's writings?
Well, of course.
The writings of all the other Masons.
Yes, yes. That's exactly the case. If the Masons are such a great benevolent organization, why do they meet in secret? Why don't they come out and tell the rest of the world and we'll all join? That's the question. Mason, answer that question. Why do you have to have your meetings in secret? If you're such a great group, and you're all looking out for mankind, and you're teaching people things, why don't you make it public, and then we'll all join? That's what I don't understand. It doesn't make sense. Yes, it does. If there is a secret, and they're not going to reveal it directly, they've got to do it in secret, especially when they require that the members take an oath never to reveal the secrets of the Masonic Lodge. And if you do reveal the secrets, you're subject to instant death. They will kill you. And there have been examples of that. Mozart was killed because he wrote the opera called The Magic Flute. Captain William Morgan was murdered because he revealed their secrets back in 1826 or something. Others have been murdered because they dared to reveal the secrets of the Masonic Lodge. And you don't do that. And that's one of the reasons why they do want to make sure that people know that they've murdered certain people, is to keep the brothers, even today, under their control. You're not going to reveal the truth about what you've learned.
And, you know, it's so interesting. I've talked to Masons who've come out of Masonry and asked them if they'd like to come on the air, and most of them will not. They still are frightened to death because of the oath that they swore, even though they've renounced it. in the back of their mind subconsciously, they know that that hidden power is there, and it permeates every aspect of our society. But I think what people have to understand that is Masonry is only one of the modern-day manifestations of the ancient mystery religions. And that's really what Masonry is about. There is a secret. It's been passed down for 5,000 years by the secret religions, by the mystery religions, and of course, in more modern times, the Gnostics, the Templars, the Rosicrucians, and now the modern-day Masons, the New Age group. They're all, of course, privy to this secret, and the average American doesn't understand. There's a spiritual battle going on for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and we are losing that battle because nobody's ever telling us what's really taking place.
Yep. Let me tell you briefly, Dr. Stan, maybe we'd be good to talk about this now, and that's the fez that the Shriners wear.
Right.
First of all, the fez, the Shriners are a group in between the York Rite and the Scottish Rite, and it can only be joined by those who have passed through the 32nd degree, or maybe the invited to the 33rd, and or the 13th degree inside the York Rite. You have to be an elevated Mason. You can't just do it as what they call a Blue Lodge, which is only the first 3 degrees. You've got to be asked to join. You can go on to the 32nd degree, and if you do, you can then join the Shriners. The Shriners wear that red fez. It looks like a flower pot turned upside down.
The Turks wear that. Turkish Muslims will wear those.
Yes. Well, yeah, but let's tell the history of the fez and why they do.
Go ahead.
There's a town in Morocco called Fez. It's in about this approximate center. It was founded in about 800 A.D., but there were people living there already, and there were a lot of Christians. We'll come back to this.
Okay, we'll tell the story when you get back.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
Ann Johnson of Brightside Natural Health brings you the McCool Blast. Mark and Janine McCool will bring the message of Tunguska Blast and the dream of owning your own business to thousands of IBO's new recruits and new customers from all walks of life. Monday, October the 8th at 7 p.m. at D'Agostino's Restaurant, 141 5th Street in Frederick, Colorado. This is a ticketed event. IBO's $10 and guests admitted free. Please contact Ann Johnson for pre-registration and tickets at 303-833-2784 or herbalann@yahoo.com. Attendance prizes will be awarded.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I understand. And Ralph, why don't you pick up with your story of the fez?
Yeah, the fez. The town of Fez in the city, in the country known as Morocco, was apparently going to become a holy city, or at least they considered it to be a holy city. But there were too many Christians in the city, And so the Muslims rode in, butchered, literally butchered men, women, and children, everyone who was a Christian. And that the legend has it that the town ran red with blood, and the Muslims dipped their turbans in the red blood of the Christians, and that's the that hat later became the fez in celebration of the great victory over the Christians, who were defenseless basically because they were slaughtered and butchered. That story, the Masons here in Tucson, the Shriners, have an annual yearbook. A friend of mine's father was a Mason. When he passed away, he gave me this little yearbook. It's like a high school yearbook with pictures of all the Masons in their Shriners outfits and hats, etc., all wearing the fez. And it talks about the ancient fez and how proud they are to wear it, but they don't tell you the story about it.
Sure.
And we need to know, because it is symbolic of the whole thing, that the purpose of the Masons is to destroy Christianity. And when they do, they celebrate, as they did in the case of the fez. And the average Mason Shriner has no idea that story is true, but it is.
And of course, this is the tragedy, is many Southern Baptist ministers are members of the Lodge. They're part and parcel of the Brotherhood, and they have no idea what they're doing, but that influences their ability to preach the gospel, because now, they've sworn, perhaps unknowingly, an oath to Lucifer. Let me just briefly mention the background of the war. Certainly, the First World War, one of the men primarily responsible for the Lusitania going down was a man named Winston Churchill, the High Lord of the Admiralty at that time. He was both a Mason and a Druid. And the Druid, of course, are another of these secret occult organizations. The American Secretary of the Navy was a man named Franklin Delano Roosevelt at that time. And he was, of course, a Mason. Second World War, why, of course, you had Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a 32nd degree Mason, the President of the United States, plotting to get us into World War II. And understand, the Masonic influence permeates everything. Now, there are many other secret societies and Skull and Bones, and yet many people believe Skull and Bones is simply another manifestation of Masonry. Do you have any thoughts on that at all, Ralph?
No, I've never been able to connect the two, but except indirectly, because many of the members who go through Skull and Bones later join the Masons or become members, you know, publicly or in some way.
Was George W. Bush a Mason?
This is open to dispute, although there is some evidence he is. The Mason,
say George Herbert Walker, not George W., but Herbert Walker.
The father, the first president, the first George Bush.
Yeah.
The Masons have denied it. I've got two letters from Masonic organizations claiming that he's not a Mason, but I had a phone call once from a man living in some place in Maryland, adjacent to Washington, D.C., and during the conversation, he told me he was a Mason, and that George Bush, the father, was a lodge member of his. And I asked him to document that for me, and he never would, which means apparently if George Bush is a Mason, they don't want it known, because they don't admit it. The second, there is one more little clue, somewhat insignificant, but maybe not. When George Bush was president of the United States, he threw out a baseball at Yankee Stadium on the first day of the season. And George Bush is left-handed. He was on the pitcher's mound, and the photographer was behind home plate, behind the catcher. So he's taking a picture of George Bush winding up and throwing the baseball on the mound towards the home base, home plate. And George Bush is wearing what appears to be a Yankee windbreaker, which means the lightweight jacket that the pitchers usually wear to keep their arms warm between innings. And he's wearing one, and as the picture was taken, just as his right shoulder is shown towards the photographer, and you could just barely see the baseball coming around in his left hand. And on his right sleeve is the number 33. That could be a coincidence, certainly. It means if there's counting 00 as a number, there's 100 numbers. So it's 1 in 100 that it could be strictly just a coincidence. But it could also be a way of identifying him secretly to those who see the picture that he was indeed a member of the Masonic Lodge.
So we'll never know. There are other things. I was watching something on the television the other night on the History Channel that mentioned he was a member of the Brotherhood. because I figured you wouldn't know if anybody would.
Well,
our guest today has been Ralph Epperson. Ralph, once more, get your telephone number out, because Ralph has a lot of great information. He has a book review of Morals and Dogma. Are you still offering that for nothing?
Yes, free, no cost.
I mean, it is probably, you know, it's about an 80 or 90 page book. He has them printed up, and he binds them, he sends them out. It is one of the most important things in my library. Gave me tremendous insight into Masonry, and Ralph provides free course. It's a lost leader, you know. It's to get you affiliated with his material. But I mean, certainly Ralph has done a great job through the years of exposing this secret society that was responsible for taking God and prayer out of our schools and beginning America on the downward spiral that is leading our nation to oblivion. Ralph, parting thought, we're just about out of time.
800-422-3888. 800-422-3888. Call me, let's talk.
All right, fine. And so if you need information on Masonry, why Ralph's information is good. Certainly we're privileged to be able to have him on a guest on our programs from time to time, so that you'll know where you can get information on this truly Luciferian organization. And the great tragedy is the average Mason has no idea. But when you begin to study and you can read their writings, once you understand that they're talking about the other God, the great architect of the universe, then it all begins to make sense.
Yes.
For truly we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And the average individual has no idea what's happening, and our job is to educate them, you know, with the time we have left. Ralph, thank you so very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is a book written by author and scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you'll learn the true cause of this disease and what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $29.95 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. This extensively referenced book is a must-read for everyone. Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Call 1-800-205-6245.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Onig Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly if you'd like to get Ralph's books, we carry three of them: The Unseen Hand, The New World Order, and Masonry, Conspiracy Against Christianity. That's The Unseen Hand, The New World Order, and Masonry of the Conspiracy Against Christianity. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, we have many other books on Masonry. We have Unholy Alliance, Behind the Lodge Door. We carry Masonry Beyond the Light, and which is written by Bill Sneblin, and who was a 33rd degree Mason, and then went from there into the upper echelons of Masonry, into the secret levels of the Illuminati. We actually carry it's a two-video set, or you can get it on CDs, and I think actually there are two-video sets in this. It's called The Secrets of the Illuminati, put out by Bill Sneblin, either on video or on DVD, and well worthwhile getting. And then, of course, if you have not seen my material on the Brotherhood of Darkness or the DVD that was put out by the Prophecy Club on The Secrets of the Illuminati, I think that's the title. Anyway, that's by Stan Monteith. Differing from the story told by Bill Sneblin. But anyway, the information is there. You can always order this by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. The Prophecy Club talk is simply the Brotherhood of Darkness, but a little bit longer, or quite a bit longer. I personally like the Brotherhood of Darkness better, but some people like the other presentation. But it is all the same story. That there are many secret societies out there, and of course they all have a common denominator, the destruction of Christianity, the destruction of America, and the creation of a new world order, and of course the new world leader. Well, certainly, if you have not yet, of course, read Dr. Jerome Corsi's great new book, The Late Great USA, and we have, of course, a four CD set on the American Union, another one on globalism. And they're all available through Radio Liberty. Don't forget, we're having an all-day seminar on the 28th of October here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay at one of the local golf courses at their conference facilities. And, of course, it's going to start early in the morning, go till about 5:30 in the evening. We're bringing outside speakers. There'll be people there from all over the country, and hope you can come. You're going to have a reservation because we're serving lunch. We need to know how many people will be there. So the number again is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray that the president does not involve us in a war with Iran. That's the next step. That is the long-range plan, because that is, of course, going to be used to bankrupt America and to bring chaos to our country, which is why they've given $385 million a year to a subsidiary of Halliburton so that they can stand by to build new concentration camps in America. And if you doubt that, go up on the Internet and Google in Halliburton, $385 million, concentration camps. Start sounding the alarm. Stand on the walls and shout out, don't you know what's happening? We are to be the watchman on the wall described in Ezekiel 3 and 33. We are to be telling people what's going on, and then please pray. Pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty. Provision and protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.